So that was in 92 then.
Yes.
They announced, the Tulsa World announced that it would not renew their agreement.
Right,
Which was what, that agreement?
It was called a joint operating arrangement, which had been entered into originally in 1941 as one of the earliest one of those. They came to sort of proliferate. I mean, there were like 26 or 7 of them at one time. And that's basically a partnership with your competitor, mm-hmm. whereby you share a lot of the facility, whether it's building, presses, in our case, circulation, advertising, all that was done jointly. The only things separate were the newsroom. Each had separate news voice, which was why in 1970, that concept of joint operating agreement was blessed by Congress in an exception to the antitrust laws to try and preserve a dual editorial voices in a market.
And so that was preserved here.
It was preserved here until 1992, yeah. Yeah, we were an evening newspaper, and evening newspapers, as you well know, were not exactly doing well. TV was kind of the first shot when you had the evening news going. People get home, mm-hmm. turn on the 5:30 news here in our time slot, and that's a time they used to read the paper.
Right.
You know.
And you know, there are still some of us around who still misses the Tulsa Tribune in our driveway.
Yes, and I still read the paper, and I very often read it at night.
But we wish we were reading the news, Tulsa, yeah, World, yeah. The Tulsa Tribune, because the World and the Tribune did take different stances. One would be considered maybe more liberal, the Tulsa Tribune more conservative. Would that be accurate?
Probably, as those terms apply in Oklahoma, okay? I mean, being liberal in Oklahoma is not what you call liberal. But,
amen.
But, yeah, they took different. And that was
fun.
And that was the whole intent, that, again, the congressional action on the antitrust laws preserved different voices.
Yeah.
And I think I know, talking to people at the Tulsa World after the Tribune shut down, they knew they were not as good a newspaper after that. Didn't have the competitive edge, and that really created, because, you know, with the Tulsa Tribune, the first thing people did in the morning when they got to work at, you know, like 5:30 or 6 in the morning, the early crowd, was tear the Tulsa World apart, you know, and find a story. And then if there's a good story, mm-hmm. let's find a new angle on it. We've got to get a different angle.
The World paid the Tribune about $30 million for its share.
Yeah, over time, yes, over time. And that was a little bit more than what would have been expected for the cash flow over the remaining period of the contract, which basically what happened, they didn't really buy us out. We'd all agreed to cancel our joint operating agreement early. So, I mean, theoretically, the next day we could have opened a newspaper.
Mm, okay. If you had somebody to print
it with. We had things like presses.
Eli Whitney around.
But I mean, we knew, you know, we could theoretically start a newspaper, but that was obviously not in the cards.
No, but we should say that Jenkin Lloyd Sr. was a publisher. He was an editor. He was a writer. He was known beyond Tulsa.
Yes, very much
so. For his travels. He was carried in other newspapers. So that's what the Tulsa Tribune had, and the Tulsa World didn't have that kind of leadership from the top. They had business type. I'm saying that to see whether you agree with me or not.
I would agree with that. And again, I think it's the reason my Uncle Jenk and Lloyd Jones did all those things, is that was his personal proclivity. He was a writer. He thought he had something to say. He wanted to say it out there. And he, you know, signed on to get syndicated, did all this stuff. And he was actually president of the United States Chamber of Commerce for 1 year. And he was well known around the country.
Yep.
And the Tulsa World didn't have that kind of people.
No. The last edition of the Tulsa Tribune was September 30th, 1992. And I can very proudly say that I broadcast my show from the Tulsa World Tribune.
Yes, you
did. And he was there to visit with us.
Yes.
And I still have that interview.
Yes.
Yeah, much to be admired, for sure.
Now, they did, both he and Cenk Jones Jr. did a really great job of allowing the Tribune to go out with dignity, making the employees feel that they had, you know, done something important and worthwhile, even though we were shutting down.
I should bring up my friend Jim East, who passed away last year. And he worked for the Tribune.
Yes, he did.
And he became an editorial writer as well.
Yes.
And enjoyed that time very much at the Tribune.
Oh, and Jim was a great guy. And he and I were really pretty good friends. I would very often go down to the newsroom and just pop into his office, and we'd just sit there and talk about world affairs, local, national, international, you know, for till somebody would come in and say, aren't you going to go to work today, East, or something?
Well, unfortunately, he died last year at an early age in his 60s. But it's interesting, I had interviewed him about 2 months before that.
Oh, wow.
And so I have his interview on VoicesOfOklahoma.com.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.